Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
There's much to do as we kick off another busy day here in CJ Country. That's why we bring you an hour of news and information producers need. Take us with you in the barn, on the tractor, or in the truck. We're with you wherever you go. Let's get the show started with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
It took a large workforce from points around the globe to lay the rails that connected the nation. In Evanston, Wyoming, you'll find an important part of one immigrant community who helped in that effort. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1868, the Union Pacific Railroad was in southwestern Wyoming, laying tracks west toward Utah. It was a massive effort that required a large workforce. Here in Evanston, Wyoming, you'll find links to one important group of immigrants who came here.
Most of these Chinese people were from Guangdong province in China, and they were hired by a local company to come here to do this work, and this company paid their salaries.
Kay Rossiter is director of the Uinta County Museum. The growing town of Evanston had its own Chinese community within it.
It grew into its own self-community. It was wonderful. And this Joss House was their temple that they used like a church.
A Joss House was an important part of a Chinese community.
It was used as a temple. It was also used as a sleeping place on the floor for traveling Chinese, which apparently there were a lot through here during that period.
The Joss House might be open at all times for religious purposes, as well as perhaps serving the role of a community center.
They had a person assigned every year to take care of the Joss House, and he was called the Keeper of the Keys, and they had a big Chinese celebration with fireworks and the whole works with his key shot up into the air, and whoever caught it was the Keeper of the Keys, was the person over the Joss House that year.
The Joss House in Evanston was here for about 50 years until the 1920s. Today, archaeological digs and research have led the county museum to recreate the Joss House with period artifacts.
It's just a one-of-a-kind museum. I don't know of any other museums dedicated to this stuff totally like we have. And it's been carefully researched. The information is accurate as we can get it, and it's full of wonderful, beautiful things.
This Joss House is a unique item that helps tell the story of the Chinese immigrants who played an important role in laying the rails that connected the nation. Traveling the countryside in Evanston, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today.
This program is brought to you by Kubota. Turn to Monroe Tractor for all your Kubota equipment needs. Located in Springville and North Java. Learn more online at MonroeTractor.com.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. With durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all, you need the Kubota construction lineup. Right now, write it off the lot and write off your taxes for $0 down, 0% APR for up to 36 months, or save up to $4,500.
Now through December 31st, subject to credit approval, consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Turn to Monroe Tractor and Implement for all your Kubota equipment needs. Located in Springville and North Java, or find us online at MonroeTractor.com.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
U.S. ethanol production jumping to 1.07 million barrels per day. That's about a 45 million gallon daily pace, and it's running ahead of last year and the three-year average. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. But even so, four-week average eased just a touch, reminder that plants still pacing margins. Inventories held essentially flat, 22.7 million barrels, with most regions drawing down while the West Coast built supplies to a 25-week high. Gasoline supply, a proxy for driver demand, rebounded week over week, supporting blending, but remains below last year. Refiners and blenders pulled in slightly less ethanol on the week, yet exports were the standout, surging to an estimated 138,000 barrels per day, helping move product with no imports reported in more than a year. The net result is more output, steady stocks, and stronger exports, pointing to firmer plant demand into fall. Stronger plant runs, also good news for corn demand and local basis. Well, fertilizer choices for fall and spring hinge on China's export stance, U.S.-Russian sanctions risk, and tight global ammonia supplies. These are factors that could swing budgets within weeks. Josh Linville of StoneX says China plans to halt urea exports after October 15th. Holding the cutoff would firm prices, while an extension would push more tons into the market and soften values. India just issued what it calls 2025's final urea tender, likely drawing aggressive offers, especially if China stays open. Urea to grain economics have improved but remain high. The biggest flashpoint, UAN. About half of U.S. UAN imports come from Russia, so any U.S. block would tighten an already thin system, keeping UAN's premium over other nitrogen. NH3 demand looks strong as the cheapest N per pound amid global tightness. Phosphates stay elevated with tariff headwinds and potential China curbs. Potash, though, flat with certain fall pull. Well, a new USDA Ag Marketing Service study finds that big shipping alliances, these are groups of ocean carriers that share ships and schedules, now move over 70% of America's container exports. Even as export volumes have leveled off since peaking in 2015, report says the real-world effects on exporters small. A few fewer ship visits on some routes, slightly tighter space, and roughly $20 more per container on average. Now, for farm shippers, this is hay, specialty grains, meats, dairy powders, almonds, the impact isn't worse than for other goods. Study notes that import routes may be a different story because they move larger volumes and higher value products. And households pinching pennies, turning to ultra-cheap fuel ingredient, quote-unquote, struggle meals as grocery costs remain a top pain point. An August AP poll found a majority of adults now call groceries a major source of stress, and many have used buy now, pay later for essentials. Of course, searches for struggle meal hit a record high in September, reflecting a wave of budget cooking content. It's Agriculture Today.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. 800-378-2714. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish. 800-378-2714.
Dairy Radio Now comes your way in about 15 minutes. We're about set to bring you the thoughts of Max Armstrong and Farm Progress America. We'll be back after this short break.
It's harvest time in New York. Make sure your equipment is ready to stay in the field with genuine AGCO parts from Jeva Farm Supply. Their knowledgeable parts specialists are ready to help you find the right agricultural part, from fluids and filters to hoses and fittings to engine and transmission parts and everything in between. Stop at their stores in North Jeva or Batavia and their online parts store for a wide selection, including Massey Ferguson, Heston, Fendt, Challenger, and more. Jeva Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for reliable, genuine AGCO parts.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snowblowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon across from the flea market and drive-in for Avon Power Equipment.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by BASF. Plan smart, grow smart with BASF. Harvest so far, at least across much of the Corn Belt, has been one of the warmest and driest on record. And while that's helping farmers get crops out of the fields, it's causing trouble getting them out of the country, as America's rivers hit critically low levels once again. I'll have the details after this. Catch up on the latest episodes of Plant Smart, Grow Smart by BASF. We talk to real farmers about real problems, like David Palmer in Northwest Missouri about tar spot.
It's been around here. It come on late last year, so we didn't have a big issue with it other than turn everything black when it was combined. But I'm afraid this year, if it stays hot and dry, we might be in trouble.
And Nick Galick in Northern Illinois shares his approach to controlling tough weeds like water hemp and giant ragweed.
I got out of college in 2000, so I came right in the middle of the Roundup.
Absolutely.
And developed the resistance. And it was a very cheap, efficient way to go about it, made a lot of money doing it. But that's come and gone. We got to do a two-pass program. The main thing for us, we got to keep them from coming up, or we got to kill it when it's little. It's fine if you got to do a rescue, but let's try to prevent getting to that point if any way possible.
Hear their stories and learn more at PlanSmartGrowSmart.com. As fall begins in earnest, the nation's inland waterway system is under stress. The Mississippi River at St. Louis is reading about 1.27 feet on the local gauge. That's down dramatically from earlier this summer. Meanwhile, farther south at Memphis, the gauge has dropped below zero, sitting near negative 5.5 feet, with projections pushing towards negative 8 feet if rainfall does not materialize. Because of these extreme drops in water levels, the U.S. Coast Guard has imposed stricter draft and tow size restrictions on barges, meaning that each trip must carry lighter loads. The ripple effect is already evident in grain movements. In recent weeks, southbound grain shipments on the Mississippi have plunged from around 2.5 million short tons down to 502,000, nearly 80% drop in just a short time span. Corn movements are down roughly 72%, soybeans down nearly 90%, and wheat movement is down 55% on the Mississippi. The Ohio River, which typically supplies about half of the flow to the lower Mississippi, has also been hit hard by one of the driest Augusts on record for its basin. As of late September, the Ohio's contributions to the lower Mississippi's flow have shrunk to about 12% compared to its normal share. Because of the low water, draft limits, and tow restrictions, barge operators are forced to lighten loads, reduce tow sizes, or split shipments. That means more trips, more fuel, and higher per-ton transportation costs, all of which squeeze margins for farmers. Local buyers often respond by lowering the bids they offer farmers or weakening the basis to make up for increased downstream shipping costs. Delays and congestion at export terminals are also building as fewer barges can reach them on time, and some shippers are having to shift grain onto more expensive rail or truck routes where they're viable. This fall's steep decline in river levels came quickly, and it overlaps with peak harvest movement, leaving little buffer zone. I'll be back with more after this.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4411 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
The inland waterways across America have long offered U.S. agriculture a considerable cost advantage when it comes to grain transport. But those gains start to fade when river levels get too low. River shippers aren't in crisis mode yet, but as more grain comes out of Midwestern fields, river terminals could turn into a bottleneck. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by BASF. Plan smart and grow smart with the expertise at BASF. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We are here Monday through Saturday with our CJ Agribusiness Report. We do appreciate you tuning in. This family has been bringing news to farmers from across the Northeast for more than 40 years. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom and Tim, up next after these messages.
Introducing Cleaner T-Series Combine. These powerful machines leave a lighter footprint, which cuts down your fuel cost and minimizes soil compaction. They're gentler on crops too, allowing you to sell at premium prices. All this spells better yields and a better overall harvest performance. That's Gleaner to a T. Get more information about Gleaner T-Series Combines at GleanerCombines.com or visit Kelly's Garage in Perry.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
Dairy markets have been on the downswing and they continue to lean bearish. Milk output is growing, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. The problem here in the U.S. is that our components are growing even faster. Doesn't mean prices need to move downward constantly. After several weeks of steep declines, the dairy market did reground a little ground last week. Traders describe it as a healthy correction to a bear market, but a bear market it is nonetheless. Cheese markets made the most decisive about face, with spot cheddar blocks rallying 16.5 cents last week to $1.79 a pound. In the five trading sessions, they regained 73% of the ground they lost in the 7 weeks since mid-August, but that didn't necessarily mean Class 3 milk prices were higher. There were several days where cheddar moved higher and Class 3 milk moved lower. Cheese is still plentiful. We don't know exactly how much production has grown because USDA couldn't publish the dairy products report due to the partial government shutdown. Trade is confident the vats are full and exports are booming. USDA's Dairy Market News, which actually did publish its commentary despite the shutdown, reported that strong exports continue to remain a key factor in keeping inventories balanced. Recent rebound suggested prices have fallen far enough for now to keep those exports moving. The trade, however, is keeping an eye toward Europe, where cheese prices are dropping there in order to better compete with U.S. exports. Butter bounced back from recent lows as well last week, gaining just 3 cents, but still an unimpressive $1.75. U.S. milk cow herd is larger than it's been in over 30 years, growing rapidly over the last few months. Those cows making more milk with more butter fat than ever before. Demand for dairy products with heavy fat content continues to be excellent, but cream supplies still feel heavy nonetheless.
Quality feed. Margins.
Road activity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. Like all dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
As harvest begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
Low commodity prices have been a challenge for farmers, but now there are expectations that we'll see higher input costs, especially when it comes to fertilizer. With low prices and negative margins, the last thing producers want to see is higher costs. But looking toward next year, looking at starting pricing fertilizer, higher prices is what they'll see. Higher prices were the expectation of 73% of producers recently surveyed. Prices have trended upward all through this year. They're not as high as those seen in 2022. They do remain high from a historical perspective. Faith Parham is an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation. She reports phosphates have seen the sharpest price increase, up 36% over the last 8 months. Potash prices up 21% compared to last year. The vice president of fertilizer for StoneX Financial says that fertilizer to corn price ratio, which is the bushels of corn at current prices needed to buy a ton of fertilizer, saw record highs in July. The ratio for urea, the third worst in history, with urea ammonium nitrate, the worst in history, for phosphate. Number of factors to blame for the higher fertilizer prices, greater competition for natural gas, which is of course a key component in fertilizer production, from liquefied natural gas exports, keeping natural gas prices firm, pushing fertilizer costs higher. Also, major urea exporting countries, Russia, Iran, and Egypt, have been part of or are close to armed conflict that have been threatening supplies and making fertilizer markets more jumpy.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
It pays to plan your ag taxes throughout the year to pay less at the end of the year. Call the Ag Tax Specialists at Farm Credit East. Made in agriculture.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break.
When it comes to silage, we're picky. That's why only products with superior tonnage, digestibility, starch, and energy characteristics qualify to make up Seed Consultants brand Super Select Silage Hybrids. These products are heavily tested and proven throughout the Eastern Corn Belt to produce more tons and more milk, backed by the agronomic knowledge of a Seed Consultants sales professional. Buy into better silage. Visit seedconsultants.com.
In honor of National 4-H Week, P&D Equipment salutes A.B. Graham, who started a youth agricultural club in Ohio in 1902 that eventually became known as 4-H. Dairy farmers, because you care about the health and comfort of your cows, check out P&D Equipment sales for Superstall mattresses, Mirror Fountain Ritchie Waterer, Schaefer fans, heavy-duty curtain wall systems, Silence Innocuate, and bug covers. They carry freestall loops, headlocks, gates, Scalar Up footwear, and more. P&D Equipment sales, Brookville Road in Alexander, 343-2394.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Today's program is made possible by Farm Credit, a nationwide financial cooperative serving agriculture and rural America since 1916. Farm Credit provides loans for farms, homes, land, and agribusiness, coverage in every county in all 50 states. It also includes an educational component called Farm Credit Knowledge Center. Information at farmcredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Well, today we have an update from the apple industry.
A look at this year's forecasted U.S. apple production indicates more apples expected to be harvested.
The apple crop is forecast at 11.5 billion pounds, according to the August USDA NAS crop production report. The 2025 apple crop marks the third season in the last decade that annual production exceeded 11 billion pounds based on seven NAS surveyed states.
And USDA research economist Catherine Weber says if those forecasts hold up, apple production will be up 6% year over year, but similar to production numbers from 2023.
In Washington, the largest apple-producing state, the crop is forecast to be 8 billion pounds, 7% higher or 520 million pounds more than last year. If realized, the 2025 apple crop would be the largest in Washington history.
By variety, Gala and Delicious remain the tops in annual production, but this season sees Honeycrisp production moving into third place among apple varieties produced by volume. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Today's program is made possible by Virginia Cooperative Extension, which is conducting a survey of farmers located in Virginia within the Chesapeake Bay watershed. This is an opportunity to tell your story of what you're doing to improve soil and water quality. The voluntary survey is found at ext.vt.edu or your local office of Virginia Cooperative Extension. Virginia Cooperative Extension is an equal opportunity employer.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Uphill, downhill, through the mud, and through the trees, ATVs can take you on an adventure. But before you do anything on an ATV, take knowledge to the extreme. Know the basics. Take a training course. Wear a helmet. Don't ride on paved roads. And don't ride tandem. That's knowledge you can take anywhere an ATV takes you. For more information, log on today to ATVsafety.gov.
Well, today's pearl of wisdom is something that I suspect a lot of you know this. It's the motto for FFA members. Learning to do, doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve. Catch pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm and I'm Ish.
Time now to get a recap of sale results from the Empire Livestock Pavilion Market. Here's Tim Pida.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market Report for October 9th. We had 93 cows, 96 calves, 2 Holstein feeders, 2 Holstein fats, 6 beef fats, and 2 bulls. Bob calves were 50 cents to $3. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $8.05 to $11.55. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $5 to $12.30. Beef cross heifer calves were $12.40 to $18. Beef cross bull calves were $11.90 to $18.10. The good cows today were $1.23 to $1.53. Lean cows were 20 cents to $1.33. The Holstein feeders were 70 cents to $1.60. The Holstein fats were $1.70 to $2. The beef fats were $2 to $2.21. And the bulls were $1.60 to $1.75. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
In honor of National 4-H Week, Edelrock Gravel Products wants you to know that there are over 500,000 volunteers nationwide that serve as mentors to our country's 6 million 4-H'ers. Thank you, 4-H volunteers. Edelrock Gravel Products is your home for filtered cow beach sand. Cow beach sand is easier on your cow's hooves and easier to clean. They also offer all kinds of gravel products, including bank run, crusher run, oversized, screened, cleaned, and washed. Find out more by calling 567-2100 or stop by Edelrock Gravel Products on Route 19 and Pike and an Osman Road in Freedom.
What does Washington know about farming here in CJ Country? Well, let's find out with this update from the USDA.
A connection between irrigation surface water and potential microbial contaminants that could create a foodborne illness. Cases of such bacteria on leafy vegetables almost 50 years ago found irrigation water providing pathways for microbes. But as USDA researcher Yakov Pachevsky recalls, congressional and federal establishment of standards for microbes from a food safety perspective led to questions. such as...
How represented is the small samples that we can take for the big source of water, like irrigation, pond irrigation or lake. And these questions were most critical for surface water. Surface water is more susceptible to microbial pollution. And if there are any technologies that would potentially help answer these questions.
The tech questions stemming from desires for both data and cost efficiencies. So Pachetsky and colleagues at the USDA Agricultural Research Station in Beltsville, Maryland, began studies incorporating artificial intelligence.
Remote sensing and proximal sensing, including artificial intelligence to process results of measurements.
Sensors emitting light waves both in water sources and through aerial drones collect data. Artificial intelligence crunching this data creates maps to break down contaminants at microbial levels. Pachepsky says while technology provides broader sources and breakdowns of information, the human element at the farm level continues to be an essential factor.
We work with real farms because the irrigation happens on the real farms. Farmers in Georgia and farmers of Maryland were most supportive for us, and we are really thankful to these people who allowed us to do the measurements and to discuss things with them.
The result of incorporating innovations in microbial detection and surface irrigation water, more effective, cost-efficient, and quicker methods of detection of potential contaminants. And Pachevsky says these technologies are approaching broader use and application.
All the components that we are looking now are commercially available. So it's just a matter of companies or consultants or groups of enthusiasts just taking this thing, combining them together, and beginning to use it.
Recently, Pachevsky was honored for his work, receiving the Samuel J. Heyman Service to America Medal, the SABI, for his contributions as a civil servant to the public. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Dairy cows never take a day off. With some words of encouragement for dairy farmers around CJ country, Bill Baker joins us next with Dairy Radio Now. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Airline. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Question, what do you get when you cross baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Harley Davidson? Answer, American tradition. Stan's Harley Davidson in Batavia has been part of that tradition for decades, providing motorcycle enthusiasts all the latest Harley Davidson models and accessories to keep that tradition rolling. Whether you're looking for a more traditional ride or today's most advanced Harley, Stan's has just the right bike for you with over 100 bikes in stock. Stop in and see the folks at Stan's Harley Davidson on West Haley Drive in Batavia. Feel the freedom of the open air.
Sanford Home Sales in Nunday is a premier supplier of custom designed modular and manufactured homes. If interested in a new home and have questions about the process or their model homes sales prices, give them a call at 585-468-2700 or go to sanfordhomesnunday.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to talk about our harvest season going on here in the U.S. Certainly, we're in the midst here in Illinois of harvesting both our corn and soybean crops coming in from the field. But, Bill, we've seen some real challenges this year when we look especially at the corn crop. First of all, some of the environmental factors that come into play. Excessive heat occurred especially during pollination time, which can reduce the pollination effects. And then the filling of the actual corn kernels in August got to be a problem. And that's a problem for soybeans as well. We have lots of pods and lots of seeds in the pod, but the bean itself does not develop to its full extent if we're under moisture conditions. We also had a factor here, what we call for corn a tassel wrap. This is restricted to certain hybrids in which actually the tassel did not emerge from the wrap. Therefore, it could cause pollination, and that was also a concern as well. We also had some disease challenges here, especially for corn. Northern corn leaf blight can be a factor. Tar spot especially if we have some wet conditions, which is not a problem here in Illinois, but it could be in Iowa and air in western part of the Corn Belt. Southern rust can really affect the yield potential here as well. Fungicide applications back in the summer was a factor that could reduce that, and then gross wilt. Those were factors that are going to affect the corn yield. When you look at corn yield, you probably heard some of the various measurements made around the Corn Belt area. And basically, teams go out and they count the number of ears at a certain allocation in the area. They look at how many rows of corn on each cob and then how many kernels in each of the rows. And from there, they can calculate a yield estimate as well. And certainly, those came in higher, but we're concerned the combines are going to probably report lower yields as well. When we look at the terms of economics here in Illinois, specifically, FDFM group here, that's our group, the economists, they are predicting a loss of about $60 per acre, and that was based on 236 bushels per acre at $4.10 per bushel. Now, you ask, what is a break-even? The corn price would have to go up to $4.63 as well. If we take a look then at soybean economics here in Illinois, projection here is going to be a plus $15 per acre, and that's at a 75 bushel yield at 1020 per bushel there. The break-even price for soybeans here in Illinois would therefore, to cover that, $10.87. Our row crop people are really in trouble. There are some economics benefits in the one big beautiful bill that was passed. There's some subsidies there as well. And in the news recently, we heard about row crops potentially getting a fairly significant tariff boost, money from the tariffs from the president to help row crop farmers out to help on the current economics because of the lack of export of soybeans. Last year, over 50% of the soybeans grown in the United States went to China, and this year they have purchased no soybeans, and of course they've gone to Australia, to Argentina and Brazil to buy soybeans as well. So you might ask, what's our take-home messages here today? Well, certainly with the stress on corn itself and corn, we think corn side quality is going to be quite variable this year. And so our producers are going to need to test more frequently because of the amount of starch that may or may not be in there. The loss of photosynthesis on leaf material may reduce also the quality of the corn sides as well. The corn yield is going to be quite variable as well and may not break even here in economics out well. And we must be monitoring what strategic times to try to sell corn and soybeans on the marketplace. And finally, we got to, especially for corn, monitor mycotoxins, Bill. This can be a problem, especially with various growing conditions here in the U.S. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Incoming milk from farms high in butterfat and protein is causing some challenges for dairy processors, according to a new report from CoBank. Dairy economist Corey Geiger will talk about it with Lee Milkey on our Milkey Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the closing market report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork Report and Daryl Anderson.
So there's skim milk, a.k.a. fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
It's National 4-H Week in CJ Country, and Pierce Milling gives a big salute to the young men and women in our local 4-H clubs. Thank you for your work in our communities. You know Pierce Milling and Delavan for their high-quality, freshly made animal feeds. Did you know that their gift shop is chock-full with wind chimes, flags, gnomes, bird feeders, candy, candles, kids' toys, and more? Stop into Pierce Milling on Church Street in Delavan and learn more. Or call 716-492-2740.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
The cotton industry is promoting natural fibers over synthetics for clothing. Next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Marjorie Walker of the National Cotton Council says there's a good reason to choose cotton over synthetics in clothing.
People are concerned about microplastic pollution in general. The research shows they often don't realize how much clothing contributes to that problem or what they can do about it. Our survey found that only about a third of Americans were very aware of microplastics pollution, and less than half of those connected it to their clothes.
Walker says microplastics are a big deal with clothing.
Synthetic clothing, textile microfibers are believed to be the single largest source of primary microplastics in our oceans, potentially contributing as much as 35% of the total global release.
How do you know whether your clothing is natural or synthetic? Walker says, just read the label.
Because items you think are cotton might not be made of cotton. There's a lot of product out there that says feels like cotton, from sheets to shirts. Choosing natural fibers like cotton is a very simple and impactful way to reduce the microplastics textile pollution.
Walker says you'll be hearing a lot about this in the months ahead.
People have not thought about this at all when it comes to what you're wearing. People are trying to do the best they can about putting good food in their bodies, and we need them to understand it's also what you're putting on your body.
Go to plantnotplastic.org to learn more. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Happy National 4-H Week from CJ Country and Empire Livestock. 4-H is a valuable program for young people, teaching them responsibility and leadership skills. Support your local 4-H club today. This National 4-H Week salute is brought to you by Empire Livestock, Route 19 and Pavilion. Whether it's cattle, dairy, or beef, calves, hogs, goats, or sheep, sales run every Monday and Thursday each week. Call market manager Tony Perry at 483-1687 or office clerk Joyce Pilk at 356-0334 to find out how Empire Livestock can help you with your livestock needs.
We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
For today, areas of frost before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 62. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 43. Saturday, a chance of showers, mainly after 7 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 63. Currently in Warsaw, it's 38 at the CJ Country Studios.
American Cattle News. Rodeos for working ranch cowboys. More after this.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Denver, we caught up with Dr. Kerry Ryan, pet cloning and genetic preservation expert with Viagen in Cedar Park, Texas.
We've been working with dogs and cats for 3 years. We're the only company in the United States that clones dogs and the only company in the world that clones cats. And we've also been cloning horses and livestock for about 15 years. So I think this will be here to stay, and I think as we get better and better at it, the costs will come down and people will be more and more interested in it.
There's more information at avma.org.
Lehman Wall is with the WRCA, that's the Working Ranch Cowboys Association.
The people that compete with us are not professional athletes. They are real working ranch cowboys that get up every day and help feed the world through raising cattle. And whenever you come to Amarillo and you come to the World Championship, we put an environment together that's really kind of focused on what the ranching community is all about, family, faith, and really taking care of your business the right way. So we're going to compete in 5 events, and those events have some semblance of what might happen on the ranch every day in doctoring cattle or penning or moving cattle from place to place. Maybe getting on a ranch bronc every once in a while, a little surly in the morning, and might try you out. So we're going to buck some broncs at our event as well. And then I tell you, the one thing that our guys would say, we don't do this on the ranch, so would you please stop making us doing it at the competition? But it's called wild cow milking. So everybody needs the NASCAR, you know, accident to occur, right? You're looking for that wild moment. And that's one of those real fan friendly activities. It may not be real cowboy friendly, if you get my drift, but that's what we're about. Is every year in November, we're going to convene in Amarillo, Texas, and bring in, you know, about 30,000 of our closest friends and put on this great activity here. We always say it's not just a rodeo. There's more to this thing.
Lehman Wall with the WRCA Working Ranch Cowboys Association. American Cattle News.
Burt's Lumber in Perry is your savings place. 6-foot by 8-foot economy stockade fence, just $29.99 a panel. And Burt stocks all the PT posts, hardware, and Benjamin Moore stain to complete the project. Right now is the time to load up on locally produced Dry Creek hardwood pellets, just $3.39 a ton. How about white vinyl siding for just $99 a square? Four other colors available at a slightly higher cost. Discover these deals and more when you stop by Burt's Lumber in Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sundays, 9 to 1.
In honor of 4-H Week on CJ Country, Lamb Farms reminds you that there are many different programs offered by 4-H, including plants and animals, communication and expressive arts, environmental education and earth sciences, personal development and leadership, and so much more. Lamb Farms of Oakfield strives to economically produce high-quality milk, offer good working conditions for their over 100 employees, and offer comfort to their cows. Lamb Farms, Albion Road in Oakfield, 948-5777, or visit lambfarmsinc.net.
Progressive knows you've got enough to worry about in life.
Hi, it's your life again. Feel like another year is just slipping away? Yeah, remember all those New Year's resolutions you made? You still haven't finished the first book. Just 19 more to go. I mean, if we're being honest, it wasn't a very realistic goal. Have you ever considered that you intentionally self-sabotage? So, what's that about?
So, let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
A look into the markets here at the end of the day on Thursday, October the 9th. I'm Remington Ricketts. Starting with Wall Street and the S&P 500 in the red, 67.35. The Dow down, 463.58, and NASDAQ lower as well, 230.24. Bitcoin lower, gold lower, euro lower as well. Over to the energy's futures prices. Crude oil West Texas Intermediate, November 61.43, December 60.97, and January in the red as well, 60.70. Gasoline lower, nat gas lower, crude oil lower. Over to the grains futures prices. Starting corn, December 3.75 down, 4.18 1/4. March 4.34 even, and May down as well, 4.42 3/4. Soybean lower, soybean meal lower, soybean oil lower. Wheat December slightly lower at the end of the day at 506.5. March 1.25 down 524 even, and May 536.25. Hard red winter wheat December 3.5 down 489.75. March 511.25. Hard red spring wheat December 5 even lower here at the end of the day at 533.75. March down as well 553.75. Over to the cotton, starting October contract, 44 cents down here at the end of the day at 62.03, December 64.47, and March finishing in the red as well, 66.34. Finishing with the livestock and dairy future, live cattle October 117 higher, 235.02, December 239.90, and February 243.40. Feeder cattle October 374.02, 452 higher. November in the green as well, 374.05. Lean hogs lower, pork cutout even, class 3 milk lower.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. 800-265-5341. That's 800-265-5341.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.